umxholo wethu esiwubambileyo namhlanje ekufuduswa kwekwendliwa kwisomthetho kuzo lonke kusematheni kwakho kwaye ngokusele kuchongwe umnikezeli wenkonzo oza kuphanda ifuthe lesi siphakamiso sokufuduswa kwepalamente nalapho inqelo ke zithendi ukuba izawuye ePitoli ngethuba esenza intetho nkqubo yepalamente usomlomo wepalamente ubaleka ethe uthi ke indliwa kwisomthetho kuzwe lonke ibekele bucala yi 2.4 yebhiliyoni zerandi kulo nyaka mali isigqibo ke sokubeka ipalamente Kapa sathatyathwa ngurhulumente wobukolonyali ngethuba kusekwa ke iUnion of South Africa ngonyaka ka-1910 ukanti ke emnxebeni sinaye umnumzana Muthapho Moloto nosisithethi ke sepalamente. Good afternoon and thank you for joining us, Mr. Moloto.
Good afternoon, sir, and good afternoon to the listeners.
It's been a while that the issue of moving the parliament, and many believe that moving it to Pretoria has been discussed for quite some time now. And what was really said by the speaker yesterday? Is the parliament moving from Cape Town to Pretoria?
Well, to answer that question, that you're asking can only be answered after the current study has been concluded, because what has happened is that the issue of relocating Parliament to a central venue where it will be accessible to all South Africans, for instance, in Gauteng or Tshwane, has been a subject of discussion since 1994. It has been discussed since then. The Department of Public Works, which is responsible for, or which is a custodian of state properties, commissioned a number of investigations over the years. And currently, you know that a couple of years ago, the former President Zuma announced this decision during the State of the Nation address, that it is something that needs to be given special attention so that the costs are cut of maintaining both the seat of government and also the seat of parliament being in different provinces, but also the issue of accessibility, because parliament needs to be the parliament of the people, where people can be able to access it. Cape Town is too far from any province. So we have therefore, in terms of looking at that, we have appointed a service provider who will conduct an investigation in the next 6 months and conclude it with regard to the socio-economic impact of Parliament remaining here or Parliament moving to another province like Gauteng. What will be the economic impact of removing Parliament here, to especially to the region of the Western Cape? And what would be the benefit economically of to Gauteng, if we take it to Gauteng? What would be the saving in terms of the transport cost, the flight cost? Because as the speaker was saying, you know, sometimes you find that, not sometimes, but all the time, you've got the bureaucracy that is traveling between Cape Town and Pretoria. And, you know, sometimes they just come for a 1 hour meeting and go back. Sometimes they live here for a week, booked in hotels and everything. There is staff here, there is staff in Pretoria. So those are the things that will be looked at as to how much saving, if there is any, that will be made by ensuring that both the seat of government and the parliament are in the same province.
It's not as if it will be moving to Pretoria. We will be looking at some places around Gauteng, because many people believe that it should be moving, or they believe that it will move to Pretoria.
Yeah, well, if the study says that you know, there is so much, it makes so much financial sense to move it to Gauteng and specifically to Tshwane, then it is something that Parliament will have to take a decision about, because like I'm saying, it is not just an issue of saving cost.
Okay.
Because on one hand, you can say that you are going to save half a billion per year by having Parliament in Tshwane, next to, not too far from the seat of government, but on the other hand, you might also cripple the economy of the Western Cape. you find that Parliament being here is sort of one of the backbones that support the economy of the Western Cape. You know, it's a tourism destination attraction. There's a lot of people whose businesses are thriving just on the basis of Parliament being here. Remember, Parliament is one of the biggest employers. It's one of the biggest employers in the Western Cape, with a staff of alone, Parliament alone has got a staff of close to 1,500, and that is not including the ministerial staff, the political party support staff, and you know, those contracted companies like cleaners, cleaning services, etc. So there is a lot of things that need to be considered to ensure that by saving, we don't also destroy ourselves economically in terms of the Western Cape.
Okay, one crucial question. If the Parliament relocates, what will happen to the building that is being used as the Parliament of South Africa in Cape Town?
Yes, that is a big question, and it's one of the questions that this study must answer. Because if we decide to move, this is a historical heritage. You know, it's not just the building of Parliament. These are the buildings that have got historical significance. They are as old as over 100 years old. You can see that they've not built like in a modern architecture like the current one. So the whole space here, the study must answer as to how it can be used economically in order to generate income and to the economy of the Western Cape should we decide to move.
Okay. Mr. Buloto Butapo, thank you so much for availing yourself.
Thank you
lo ke ngothethela iParliament emlumzane Buloto Butapo esicacisela ke ukuba ke kuseza kwenziwa uphando kujongwe ukuba iParliament ingaya njani na kwindawo ezakwazi ke ukufikelela lula kubantu abaninzi kwaye ke ingathi kujonge kakhulu kwiphondo laseGauteng kungathiwa ePitoli kodwa ke kujonge kwalapha eGauteng kodwa ke nayo iTswana ePitoli kutsho indawo ejongiweyo yananto iphambili ukujonga ukuba oku kuza kunceda njani uhulumente ukucutha indleko nanjengoko iphondo laseNtshona Koloni belichana kakhulu nanjengoko kukho iPitoli kwelicala kwaye ke abo basebuhulumenteni kumaxesha abaninzi kube kufuneka bahambe babheke pha eNtshona Koloni eKapa kwaye ke lo mnikezelo ngenkonzo uza kuphanda into ezinjalo ukuba iza kuba nefuthe njani na ngokwakuqoqosho ngokwakubasebenzi kwaye nokujonga ukuba ingaba ngokwenene nyani ingasebenza into yokuba iye Gauteng. Umbuzo obalulekileyo kuza kwenzeka ntoni ngesakhiwo, evuma naye Mr. Butapo esithi sisakhiwo esi esinembali kakhulu kwaye ke aba andayo kufuneka bachaze ukuba kuza kwenzeka ntoni ngesakhiwo esinembali ingakumbi ke uqinisekiseni ukuba naso sinefuthe ekuziseni uqoqosho.